Hello, Groceryinos. Brian and I are ecstatic you're enjoying this little spin-off pod about the place we all buy food. Enjoy season 3 of Groceries starting now, free from behind the paywall, and join us on over at patreon.com/attitudes for more content, ad-free episodes, and access to our bonus episodes of Columbo, Dateline, and Dolls. See you in the aisles.
When a group of teenagers set off into the mountains for a weekend of drinking regular water in plastic bottles, they became hunted by an aluminum can of mountain water that was dead set on murdering their thirsts and recycling their souls. Once cracked open, no thirst is safe from liquid death. After ritually dismembering its thirst victims, this brutal can of water used the severed body parts of dead thirst to build itself a flesh suit, which it used as a disguise to get a job in marketing. But Liquid Death never took the job. It just murdered a bunch more thirsts instead. From the back of the can of Liquid Death Mountain Water, drinking water from the Alps. Talk about the Alps on that can.
You know what I love is, like, it's about time someone made water deadly and cool. You know what I mean? Like, I want to know when I'm drinking water that it's the same as, like, getting my dick sucked.
Can I be honest with you? This water's not good.
Well, because it's canned water. How good could that be?
Sometimes I like a canned water.
Sure.
No. No, there's one aluminum, but it's a aluminum bottle that I like. And I don't remember the brand. That
one I remember being good. Actually, yeah. Because you can reuse that bottle.
Yes. And you know what I think it is? I think this is the brain's tail or whatever.
Oh, what does that mean?
Where I think I'm drinking a beer, but I'm drinking water.
Like, they call that the brain's tail? Do they call that? Is that a term? No, you just said it. Okay.
This is a tale that my brain tells myself.
That is
against what reality is portraying.
Got it.
My brain's tale is that this is a beer, but the reality is it's water. And I think that may be why I don't like the taste of it. Or also, it could just suck.
Because you big love old the donkey. Taste of beer. You wish it were beer.
You wish I was beer. It looks like a fucking beer can. Look at that.
It does.
Look how aggressive it is.
Welcome to Groceries, everybody, where we're drinking water out of a beer can and living life like that across all platforms.
I feel like this is what you should do with this can. I can't do
Okay, so Erin put it on her forehead and tried to crush it, but it really, it just bent. I do know what they did in the 80s, but they didn't do what you just did. Oh, yeah. Now she's really crushing it.
I still have cactus fingers, so it's not real effective. Look, was any of this worth it? Absolutely not.
And by the way, if you're not watching a video of this, you have absolutely no idea what she's talking about. So that's why I'm trying to describe it, because Erin's a big visual on an audio. She's always believed in the power of visual media in an audio format. Welcome to Groceries. We've got it all. The carts, the critiques, the aisles, the products, the butchers, the bakers. No candlestick makers in my store, honey. Ha ha! We're talking about everything groceries. Now, Erin, are you doing your grocery store or am I doing my grocery store? I get confused.
Yeah, I think whoever does the product does not do the grocery.
Great. Okay, so this week I did a cheat. Okay? Because I have been dying to go to Zytomer in New York on the Upper East Side, which is a pharmacy / department store. So they do sell food there, but Zytomer is a landmark Upper East Side destination. It was profiled in New York Magazine where they interviewed
the customers. Yes, because you talked about it on Attitudes.
Exactly. And so just to refresh some of your memories, this is what we're dealing with. I'm going to read a couple of quotes from those articles that New York Magazine did because they are legs and dairy amazing. So they interviewed one lady named Lynn Goddess, who's an Upper East Side lady of a certain age, And they asked her, you know, what are you buying today? And her response is, oh, I'm here every Thursday after my standing 11:30 at Serge Normand. It's a very well-known salon. Today I'm buying Chanel eyeliner and a bottle of Opium by YSL, which has been my fragrance for 30 years.
The second floor does not surprise me.
Nope.
The have you ever smelled opium?
No, but I can imagine if you're wearing a perfume from 30 years ago, it stains your clothes and smells like, I don't even know
if
how to describe it.
Purple was a scent.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like the bottle looks like Chambord. Okay. The second floor has a wonderful array of greeting cards. I'm a papyrus woman. Do you know what papyrus is?
The font?
No, the greeting card company.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And the interviewer says, yes, I know what papyrus is. And she says, well, they have papyrus here, but also even higher end makes. Zytomyr is stocked by a woman of taste. That's why it's still going strong. Unlike Barney's, which is on the block. She's a woman of taste, and the women who shop here are women of taste. Some more than others, of course. That's what we're dealing with. They asked someone else, Arlene Levloff. Are you a regular here? Yes, I'm very loyal. I've been with my dentist for 40 years, my Korean hairdresser Suki for 26. When I like something, I like something. That's such a white generational thing to include in the description of someone their ethnicity for absolutely no reason. And then another fancy lady who, all these women just look rich even though they're wearing like casual clothes. Do you know what I mean? They're wearing like a white t-shirt and like white pants, but like, you know,
that tears.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they asked Wynelle Schrank, who is this Zytomyr customer? And she said, a certain type of lady of a certain age. I once ran into Lee Radziwill here. I told her she looked beautiful. Lee Radziwill, who was Jackie O's sister and a fixture of Upper East Side life.
You know what I think is everyone loves is being described in terms of someone you're related to.
Oh, totally. That's like, but that's the jam up there is like, who do you know? Who have you seen? Where do you shop?
It feels like, you know, titles and shit like that. It's like, it's the titles of the U.S.
It's like an era. Like when I read this, and I mean this not in the worst way possible, but it's like, it truly is. These women are relics. Like this is dying. This idea of whatever this life is. Do you know what I mean? Like this is sort of like looking at dinosaurs a little bit because you're just like, how are you still, how is this still a thing that's happening?
Also, how is this still exciting to you? Like, you're totally content, sounds like all of them, to just do the same thing for 40 fucking years.
40 fucking years. Go to the same places, go to the same hairdresser, buy the same stuff. They also asked Lynn Goddess, who's my favorite, what she wanted for Christmas. And she said, I'd love a Tiffany T bracelet, in extra small, of course. It's a simple, unpretentious bracelet. I can imagine myself wearing it every evening to dinner. Not during the day. I wear silver during the day because I'm a brunette. But I'm really into gold or platinum in the evening right now. So this is the customer.
Sorry, so she changes her hair at night? Because the logic I doesn't track.
She changes her hair.
I wear silver because I'm a brunette.
That should be a song. She changes her hair at night. Honey, I love it. So Zytomyr's pharmacy and department store.
Nothing makes sense about anything she said.
None of it. On Madison Ave between 75th and 76th.
How did you find out about it? I'd never even heard of it.
From this article. And then
that's it. It wasn't like you were like when you were living in New York, you were like, I gotta go to Zytomyr.
I never was on the Upper East Side. I didn't know anyone up there. But when I read this article in New York magazine, I was like, oh my God, like the next time I'm in town, I gotta check this place out. I'm just dying to see what, because it is, you know, like they don't really exist anymore. That those pharmacies that were like they sold hats and also Clairol and also cigarette cases and also you could fill a prescription.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I love the concept.
I love the concept. I have to say, this was one of the worst experiences I've ever had in a store in my life. In my life. Like,
because
to
of
the point
clientele?
That it was not even fun enough to go back. It was such a nightmare.
Clientele?
No.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I'm buckled up.
Okay, this is the teaser. I was asked to leave. The store. Yeah. So that's the teaser.
I am smagged, which is shocked and gagged at the same time.
So to tell you a little bit,
by
the way, maybe that's on theme. Oh, totally. Yes. I was not, by the way, but this is the kind of place where a white man goes into a store and is somehow profiled and kicked out. It doesn't make a lick of sense. That's what they, and I'm not going to say profiled. I don't mean that. I was taking pictures there, which sometimes people will look at and be like, oh, weirdo. But this place, I was followed throughout the store and then finally asked to leave.
It was, but don't you do, I mean, I don't know how you operate in these things, but I always buy some shit.
Oh, no, I did too. Yeah. But I didn't buy till the end. And so I think they were just like,
you bought shit and then they asked you to leave?
Yes.
They took your fucking money and then asked you to leave?
Yes.
As you were leaving the store?
Yeah. They were like, sir, I think we're good here. I think our time is good here. And I was like, okay.
What?
Yeah. And I even made up a lie. I even made up a lie about why I was taking pictures.
They have no idea what's coming when this podcast goes public.
But you have to understand that I even made up a lie.
For what? What did you say?
I lied.
You're shopping for your mother?
No, I lied and said this used to be my grandmother's favorite store, but she moved to Florida and she's passing away.
Oh my God.
And I'm taking pictures for her because I was so scared. I panicked.
Did they buy it?
One person did, one person didn't.
There was more than one person involved?
There are more people employed at this store. They have like walkie-talkies. Everyone was on me. Everyone. It was all eyes on me at the end of my visit there.
Was it all women?
No. Men and women.
I don't know what to say.
I do want to say, I thought the whole thing was funny because I'm like, where the hell else could a white man get kicked out of a store except for this? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so fucking crazy. I can't even imagine being a person of color walking into a store like that.
Oh, forget it.
Forget
it. That's
for, you wouldn't get five steps in.
They only want Mrs. Goddess there. That's it.
That's it. Okay. So before I rip that part of it to shreds, here's what I'll say. Zytomers was established in 1950. It was established as a New York City pharmacy that was catered to an upscale Upper East Side clientele in Manhattan. So they would offer prescriptions, but also really hard to get merchandise that you would find at like Bergdorf Goodman or Neiman Marcus. And I'm talking back in the day, like when there were only so many dresses and only so, you know what I mean? Like it they would curate stuff that a certain kind of woman would want. And I'll put it in their words, because here's what they say. To one of our neighbors, we are a daily destination where she can come off to drop off a prescription, try a new mascara, replace her cosmetic brushes, grab 12 pairs of her favorite stockings, select a hostess or baby gift, treat her child to a toy, treat herself to a fabulous pair of earrings on the way out, and have it all charged to her house charge account and delivered to. So that's what this place is. And they call it old-fashioned retailing in a modern setting. So this idea that you're getting a ton of personal attention and just sort of like, would madam like to see the blah, blah, blah? You know what I mean? Like as if you're in The Women, the movie from like 1933 or whatever the hell year, 1940, 38, 37. I don't know. But that sort of idea, like, would madam like to see that da, 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 da? Like the shopping experiences that like Grace Kelly would have in movies, that kind of thing.
I hate it.
I do too, to be honest with you. I went there for fun and it was fun, even honestly being pressured to leave. And I guess I should clarify, they didn't ask me to leave. They didn't say go. They were just like, are you all done here?
They confronted you when you were done.
Yes. And they sort of said like, are you all done in the store now? Like it was like that, to where I felt like they asked me to leave without asking me to leave.
Yes, because that's how they do in that echelon. Which
and
is
before
like,
that happened, I had the manager called on me because I went into a section they said I wasn't supposed to go into, but there was no, like, you would have never known not to go in the section. It was just more stuff for sale. It wasn't behind a counter, like nothing like that. It was really crazy. So it was shocking. Okay.
And that's top down. So this, whoever this woman is.
Oh, complete. Oh, of course. Yeah. So Zytomers, this is also for them, assortment runs from iconic beauty and hair products, women's accessories and men's grooming to home goods, toys, electronics, snacks, prepared foods, along with gifts and seasonal items for every occasion. Brands include Revive, Roger and Gallet, Bulgari, Frederic Vicai, J.F. Larzatig, Rene Fruturer, Fido, Mason Pearson, Kent, Janicki, Rene Rivera, Rigaud, Agraria, Nest, C. de France, Ronnie Blanchet, Portolano, Dina, Minnie Rose, Chris Lou, Stephanie Johnson, Erpin and Brott, to name a few.
I've heard of it. Who the fuck are these people?
All I've heard is Frederic Vicai and Bulgari, and that's maybe it. As far, and Nest, because isn't that like a candle brand?
I have no
or
idea.
Or something maybe?
Okay. I have no idea.
The time has come, okay? It might be the dead of winter, okay? January can be a very downer time because you've just had the holidays, you've had so much stress, and maybe you wanted some time off and it didn't actually come. Now, though, is the time to start planning an adventure on a glorious beach filled with glorious pride, where you can make the most of it. Plan, and you can look for, you have something to look forward to. That's what we have to do in the winter. Who is planning a trip to Provincetown this year? Okay. If you've never been before, if it's your first time, if you go every year, it doesn't matter. You deserve to enjoy life. You can take pride in where you travel when you go there. And it's always an adventure there, truly. Provincetown is so welcoming to everyone. It embraces diversity. It's the place where cultural diversity has a place. It's something for everyone there. Glamour, dining, dancing, entertainment, hiking, biking, beaches. An absolute unique experience where everyone is welcome. Not to mention, it's absolutely gorgeous. It really is. You can see all kinds of comedy shows, go to great dinners, bike, do everything. Plus, it's queer. Okay? It is LGBTQ+++. So go be yourself this summer. Plan something fabulous for yourself. There's fun theme weeks every week for everyone who's LGBTQ+, like Pride, Girl Splash, Bear Week, Family Week, Carnival, Trans Week, the whole thing. So go to ptowntourism.com, the official guide to Provincetown, ptowntourism.com.
Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company making eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle. Maybe you're a keto, maybe you're a paleo, maybe you're a vegan, maybe you're a vegetarian, maybe you're gluten-free, or maybe you just want to eat more balanced meals. Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit what you like. It's the number one meal kit for eating clean with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. Feel your best with nutritionist-approved recipes, including calorie-smart meals under 650, protein-packed meals with 30-plus grams of protein on average per serving, science-backed Mediterranean recipes, and flavorful, plant-rich, vegan, and vegetarian meals with organic fruits and vegetables, good-for-you grains, and plant-based protein. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions as well as 100% of the plastic in every box. Plus, nearly all packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas of the U.S. Power through the bustling holiday season with our Green Chef's convenient step-by-step recipes, including wholesome dinners ready in 30 minutes or less, and over 35% of the recipes can be made in 25 minutes or less. Go to greenchef.com/60attitudes and use code 60attitudes. That's how many attitudes we have. And get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/60attitudes and use code 60attitudes to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months.
Here's what you need to know. I walk in the store. I have to say the outside sign is a trip. It's so good because it's definitely from the 50s. It's like in cursive and gold. And so you're like, yes, I'm ready for this experience. I walked in. They were fully under construction. They're like getting an entirely new makeover, which we'll see if that's good or bad because they had really cute like black and white tiles all over the floor that seemed very old in a nice way. The first thing I saw was like a rolling rack of what was called a calming bikini mask. So I guess
I don't understand the words you put together. Is there any such thing as a calming bikini mask?
Yes. And I was like, surely this, does this go in like your bikini area? It does. And it's like a face mask, like one of those collagen face masks, which they also sold, but for your bikini area. So I don't know if maybe you put that on after you get waxed, but it was like a mask in like a pouch, like you would get to like with the eye holes, except it was for your, you know, downstairs.
It was shaped like your vagina area?
Yeah. Okay. I have a picture of it. Not of it unwrapped, but of it in the package.
Was that the first thing where they're like, oh, we have a pervert in the store?
I guess the first thing I did do was take a picture of the calming bikini mask, actually. That is my
first
picture.
And then you told them that this is for your dying grandmother.
And I also was taking pictures of the outside sign for about 10 minutes before I went in because I was trying to get the right
angle. Well, that is like, who cares?
Right. Probably what I should have said is like, hi, I have a podcast where we cover grocery stores and pharmacies, which the second part's a lie. I just always wanted to go here. So I'm going to take pictures of it. Is that okay? But I've just never had to do that before.
No.
Yeah.
Also, who is trying to recreate this experience?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's not like an industrial spy situation. Do you think that's used to happen in the 50s? Like there were industrial spies. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the employees sound like they are under a tremendous amount of stress.
I think so. There were so many employees there.
And the owner.
But like, look at this gorgeous tile. Like,
oh my God, that's phenomenal.
So it's all that black and white small tile and then gold everywhere in not an overdone way. Like it was a really pretty space. Okay, so I go in, I see that. The next thing I see are four enormous aisles that took almost all of the downstairs area that wasn't closed off of headbands and bows. And
what?
Head models like you could not imagine. They were these like mannequin heads were all white. Straight from the 80s, like just like really done up faces with just like racks and racks of headbands and bows. Like honestly, Erin, more than you could ever imagine in your life. I mean, there were aisles and aisles like that. Yeah. Aisles and aisles and aisles. Everywhere
but
you
also
went.
The
all
nerve
downstairs.
Of them.
All of that is bows and all of that is headbands.
Excuse me. Are these
all of this is bows.
Is this temporary rack situation? Because they're using straight up Office Depot.
Yes. So downstairs is definitely a temporary rack situation. Now, part of me wondered with the bows and the headbands if maybe this was for Orthodox women, because I know a lot of them, you know, wear shadels and stuff, and maybe that's what it's for. But it was more than you could ever imagine in your life. And I didn't see anyone Orthodox shopping there when I was there. But who knows? Maybe it is a destination. But still. More headbands and bows than you could ever, ever, ever count. Like thousands. They also have downstairs the entire hair section. So from Clairol to Oribe, they've got it. They've got sunscreens too. From everything from like La Roche-Posay to Sunbum to Coppertone to Tory Burch sunscreen.
What?
50 plus.
I'm sorry, when you do one thing and then you try to do something that's so, well, I guess because Tory Burch, isn't it like that Palm Springs situation?
Yes.
So it's like a whole sun thing?
Exactly. So there was Tory Burch SPF. By the way, they had bottles. I've not seen this in forever, and I've even looked for it in pharmacies. They had bottles of Caladryl. What also might have been suspicious is I took a picture of Caladryl and then opened up and smelled it because that's my high. I love the smell of Caladryl. And so I sniffed it and then closed it. And by the way, everyone has eyes on you the whole time. There are so many people working there. And then closed it and put it back. So I got to be honest, I was suspicious. Now
I'm no longer on your side.
I don't know that really I'm a reliable narrator anymore. Because I was really, as I recollect it, I was doing suspicious things.
It's
and I knew I was
COVID.
Being watched. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really was a terrible customer.
Why didn't you just buy the Caladryl and do what you do with delicious muffins and just buy it and then throw it right in the garbage?
That's what I should have done. I love Caladryl.
It reminds me of summertime.
Exactly.
Especially if you're from the South and you have skeeters.
Exactly. All of
that. You just have Caladryl all over your body.
The other thing I love about a local pharmacy, including Zytomer, including like when I was growing up, my grandmother went to one in Austin and they had these kinds of things. They have products that you're like, where the hell? It all seems like failed Shark Tank ideas or like just really specific things that might be from a local seller. I don't know. But they had something called a germ key, which I've never seen before in my life. It was shaped like a key, except it was, you use it to touch buttons, door handles, touch screens.
Oh, this is a new thing. Yes, yes. I know about these.
A germ key. And the slogan is a tough defense against harmful bacteria. It's made from antimicrobial brass, which, by the way, I was like sort of all in on it, but I was like, yeah, I mean, you're not really finding this at a CVS. You might find this at a hardware store, maybe, but like it was so specific. And also all I could picture was like, I bet they sold this pre-pandemic just for people who were like, I don't like touching the elevator button. You know
what
I mean?
But it's also like possible to just use your knuckle and then like do
that's
hand
what I'm
as
saying.
Sanitizer.
That's what, instead of carrying another fucking key. Like,
because it's still getting shit on it.
Exactly. Like, doesn't it end up all being the same thing?
It just feels like an extra, it feels like a, it's like a purse hook. It's like, I don't know, I can put it on the back of my chair.
I'm going to be honest with you, and I don't mean to promote another show. It really felt like Rana curated a lot of these things. I'm going to be honest with you. It definitely felt like she went in there and was like this and this. Because the next thing was a trip mitt, which basically was a mitt you put on your hands to clean the surfaces in the plane. Like instead of using a wipe, it's like a full mitt that's like you know, antibacterial, but also you can clean the wheels on your suitcase with it when you get back to like the hotel or when you get back home or whatever. You can use that too. So that was those were called trip mitts, and they also had trip wipes, which are just wet ones, but they are branded for trips.
Are they disposable or reusable?
Disposable.
Okay.
So it was like a pack of them. They had a huge display of hairbrushes, from wet brushes to dry brushes. They had tons for kids that had Snow White, the Little Mermaid. They had Olaf. They had the most gorgeous combs for people with short hair, including myself. I wanted to buy one so bad, but they were a little out of my price range.
Those fancy French ones that come, like, it's the same brand as those hairbrushes with the red, the Louboutin bottoms?
Sort of, except these were a British company called Kent & Sons, and each comb had a different name, like the Richard or the Apsley. Like, just rich, 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 all the way across. Gorgeous.
Did one of the combs speak to you specifically?
The Richard.
Uh-huh.
I really wanted to get it. What I really wanted to do was open up the box and run it through my hair, but I knew that was probably a step too far, so I didn't do that, but I took a lot of pictures of it. Also, this two aisles of fabulous dry brushes from Kent & Sons that were so beautiful, and I actually don't know how much a good hairbrush costs. These were about $70, which I don't know if that's high or medium or low. But
it's expensive, but it's not the most expensive hairbrush I've ever heard of.
Got it.
I've heard of $200 hairbrushes.
Got it. So then you go up the stairs, and in the stairs, this is where the only piece of art is, except for like prescriptions written in neon cursive. That's actually very cute, except it wasn't lit up, which was a huge disappointment. But they had
because they were under construction, do you think, or do you think they just don't care?
I don't know. I don't know, but I cared, and I would have liked to have seen it lit up when I walked in. It's taking pictures of a calming bikini mask. That's how I would have liked that to play out. So they had a really old poster from Zeitemer that was from the 80s, and it was all just little kids wearing Laura Ashley and hats and gloves, and the poster was really faded and like little boys wearing suits. And the poster said, "Smart parents have smart children, all by design, Zeitemer." It was like six-year-olds dressed like prom queens, and I didn't even understand the tagline.
It feels like eugenics.
Completely. Completely. So I get up there, and the first thing I see is this huge display of soaps, one called Sapone al Melograno that a hookup gave me once and said it was very expensive. And so I was like excited to see if that were true. I hooked up with this guy, had a one-night stand, told him his soap smelled good, and he goes, "I'll give you a bar. It's very expensive." And I was like, okay.
Oh, wow. You earned your keep, huh?
So it was like $35 is what I found out the name of. And by the way, it smells disgusting. It smells like if you poured an entire bottle of Youth Dew into the bath as originally intended and took a bath in a huge bottle of perfume. That's what an open of the case of that soap smells like. I would never buy it, but I guess older people
But you like it on people.
I don't like it on people.
I thought you said you'd like this person's soap.
I was only paying him a compliment because the box was pretty.
Okay, see, you left that part out. That's very
This is
important.
What's happening to me today is a lot of lies by omission.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The next thing I saw.
Because it's a real roller coaster ride. Because one minute I'm like, oh my God, Brian's been victimized. And then the next minute I'm like, you're the victimizer.
It's this real Usual Suspects Kaiser Soze situation with me today.
Oh, you're reading everything off the bulletin board today.
So true. So they also had the Santa Maria Novella candles with those potpourri candles that are so gorgeous.
So
the
good.
The fire starters that you put in your fireplace to make it smell delicious. And
Excuse me. I had no idea about this product that they had.
They have fire starters that you like light in your fireplace and it makes your entire place smell fucking amazing.
How much were they? Do you know?
I think they were like $20. Like they weren't that expensive.
For one fire starter?
No, I think it was for like a set. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. They also had the sachets that you could put in your clothes or in your closets or whatever.
Yes, I had those.
That's yeah. So, they're gorgeous. So they had the entire
Do they have the incense that you crinkle up and then you just burn it? They're like sticks of gum.
They probably did because they had a huge selection of them. They had everything Amarovica, which is the Hungarian brand, everything from their Blue Diamond Eye Cream to their Daily Vitamin C. Huge section of Kiehl's. Enormous section of Estee Lauder the biggest section I've ever seen outside of a department store. They were promoting a line called Advanced Time Zone and another one called Revitalizing Supreme.
Are you living in MST, but your face is in EST?
Exactly. That's what I couldn't understand. It was like Advanced Time Zone. Wouldn't you want it to be Like a slow time zone? Because then you're aging slowly.
I think they're really grasping at straws at the old companies because the old companies are like,
what do we call this?
They're like, we don't know. This is not real science. How do we make it sound like real science? But that's a first draft.
They had a one-time use mask from a brand called 111 Skin Mask. That was a celestial black diamond lifting mask for $230.
Oh my God.
They had Pepperidge Farm cookies.
Next to each other?
There were some downstairs and some upstairs. Even the chess man, like the most specific kind. Do you remember the chess men?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they had the full bags of the chess men.
I always knew that I was going to get paid well when I babysat and someone had Pepperidge Farm.
That was the key to delight, for sure. Because I feel like the people who shop here probably don't have very sensual tastes in food. Do you know what I mean?
No. They're doing a lot of cream sauce on stuff.
A lot of cream sauce. I actually want to see what other specific Pepperidge Farm stuff they had because they had it all. They had all
the Pepperidge Farm. Because doesn't Pepperidge Farm make croutons? They make salad dressing.
They had the Bordeaux cookies, which just looked like a square with a hole. They had the Veronas, which are the raspberry filled. The Brussels, the Milano, the Mackinac. The Montauk, the Santa Cruz, the Tahoe, the Sausalito.
Okay, so I'm sorry, they're all named after cities?
In cities in like the Hamptons, but also California and also
Nevada.
And
pirouettes is an actual cookie though.
Pirouettes is like one of those like twist'em cookies, like the straw cookies.
They're all over the place with these naming techniques.
All over the
place. Pick a lane, Pepperidge Farm.
They had a brand of masks, like masks you wear during COVID called Masquerade. And by the way, the Masquerade mask was literally like, I don't even know what the fabric is, like clear lace. So it couldn't protect you at all. And it had beads sew onto it, like homemade beads sew onto it. It looked like...
You put it over your regular mask?
Maybe that's what you do, because I was like, how is that going to protect anything? But it had like different colored small beads like randomly on it, so it looked like whatever the medical code for syphilis is. Sure. Yeah, it looked like something that was growing on your face in a way that was not good and looked pretty complicated. They had Judith Lieber bags that were 40% off, and you know, those are the ones that like are glitter and look like lips or look like a duck or whatever. Enormous 8-ounce bottles of potpourri, which were the most I've ever seen in my life.
What's potpourri?
That's the spray that you do in the toilet. So before you go.
Oh my God.
Huge 8-ounce bottles. Huge. And no smaller size. Tons of Chanel perfume and makeup. They had tons of sample products. Drawers and drawers. Go from like the ceiling to the floor of like drawers and drawers by brand. From like Clay de Peau had all these drawers that were a sample lip glorifier and a sample concealer. Shiseido had sample powder lipstick. Guerlain had translucent compact powder samples. And this is where I got in the most trouble. This is where she said, you're not supposed to be back there. And I was like, but it's just like an aisle. It's not closed off. She was like, you're not supposed to be back there. And I'm calling my manager. And I was like, but I'm not doing anything.
Did they think you were a drag queen or something? Like, what's the angle here?
I don't know.
None of it is justified, but
also,
I'm just curious.
Also, I knew at that point that 10 people had eyes on me. Like, what was I going to steal? First of all, I wasn't going to steal anything. But second of all, like, I would have had no opportunity to steal anything. I knew everyone was looking at me. But does that stop me from doing my investigative journalism, Aaron?
No.
No. I live or die by this show. Okay. Take that, Woodward and Bernstein. I'm doing the real work here. Okay. Once again, the most 80s mannequin heads in the game. One wearing a shower cap from the 20s that was actually absolutely beautiful and beaded, but I don't know how you could ever get it wet. So maybe it was a bath cap?
Or a dancing cap.
They had a gorgeous COVID mask called Aeroninia mask that was a Swedish-designed air mask that was like an N95, but super stylish and cute. They had makeup bags that said, all you need is love and a cocktail, and another one that said, kiss and makeup. Get it?
Funny.
Yeah. Well, Papyrus went broke, so they no longer have Papyrus cards, but, so Lynn Goddess is probably really upset about that, but they had cards in the twirling rotator thing where they stack cards that all said papyrus on top, even though none of them are papyrus. So the infamous papyrus card section no longer exists, but it's still under a papyrus card section, but just not papyrus cards.
So the papyrus infrastructure is there, but the products are not.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They had gift bags with purses on them. Which, that's a papyrus move if I've ever
heard
one.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, you give someone a gift bag and for some reason on the front of it is just like a fake crocodile purse as like the decoration on the gift bag. And you're like, what is this?
Is like it when you would printed have a card, on there?
Printed, but also kind of 3D.
Oh, no.
Remember, like, that's what papyrus was doing, was have those like 3D fronts that was like a piece of fudge in 3D on like a gold background. And you're like, well, what? Why? And I have to pay extra postage now? Like, I'm not interested in this bullshit. They had a gorgeous clothes steamer that was like a really light blush color and you could steam your clothes with it and it was portable. They had Twizzlers, all different kinds, regular licorice flavor even. They had, okay. This is what I ended up getting because my dermatologist said I should get one anyway because I've been getting jaw acne. That's a real thing, everybody. And I don't know if
it's
an
age thing?
It's getting much better
now. I also have started to get it on the sides.
It is an age thing and it's like hormonal, basically. Because I've never really had a problem with it. But my dermatologist like gave me like a topical thing to put on it, which is helping. But she was also like, and at some point you might just want to invest in a silk pillowcase because a lot of the bacteria, if you're a side sleeper, gets trapped in your cloth pillowcase. And I was like, in what world am I going to get a silk pillowcase? In a world in which I was basically treated like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, and the store basically told me everything was too expensive for me. So I grabbed a silk fucking pillowcase, took it to the register, bought it from a company called Slip, which was a nice pillowcase, but also it's like all of a sudden I have like a marble Grecian head silk pillowcase on my bed. For absolutely no goddamn reason. But at the time it was justified just because it was like $80. Yeah. So I bought that in a panic because by this time everyone was closing in on me. And then I bought it and they were like, so I think you're done, right? Yeah.
Did you buy it with your American Express Platinum?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Okay. Guess what? All that ended up happening was I walked out of there negative $80 when I could have walked out of there minus $8 with Caladryl, but plus $1,000 in the fact that I could sniff it all night. So I give Zytomers, and really, I know it's a cheat that I covered it. I'd always wanted to go there. It's such an institution, and I knew
it'd be an experience. I don't think it's a cheat at all.
Plus, they had Twizzlers and, you know, Pepperidge Farm. So that is sort of a grocery store. Frozen meals they had, too. So I will give Zytomers one.
You're just saying they had also frozen meals. That's an entire section of a grocery store.
It wasn't really, though. It was like a CVS frozen meal section.
This place is confounding.
It was like six lean cuisines.
I don't understand what the fuck they are doing.
I don't either. Am I going to go back for the remodel? Probably not. I'll probably never go there again. Here's what I'll say. Was it the store Lynn Goddess said it would be? Absolutely. For that, did I get what I expected? Yes, but the problem was I got what I expected and then some. And that's actually not good. So if you want to treat yourself to an absolutely nerve-wracking experience, don't take pictures for sure. And walk in and out. And don't go near the sample section. And don't sniff the Caladryl. Yeah.
And then walk in a week later and with your fucking fancy brown dress on and say,
big mistake.
Big mistake.
Huge.
Huge.
Yeah. Thank you all for tuning in this week. Groceriespodcast@gmail.com is where you can send all the tips, the product names, anecdotes, anything really. We love reading them. In fact, in the next episode, Aaron's going to read some.
Oh, I've got some great stories.
Which is fabulous. And until next time.
See you in the aisles.